You're tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. I'm Leora Zeitlin. It's my pleasure to welcome back into our studios Jorge Martinez Rios. He's the conductor of the New Horizons Symphony Orchestra. And Joseph Seth Zamora, who's going to be the soloist in this Sunday's final concert of the season. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Leora.
Glad to be here.
Great to have you. Seth, we're going to start with you. You won the Young Artist Competition when you were, I think, a freshman here at New Mexico State University when the late Dr. Mariana Gabi decided to have a concerto competition.
Yeah, when I was 17, I got here and I saw the poster and thought I should do it. And Dr. Spitzer said, let's do the Ravel.
Yes, yeah. You did the Ravel concerto with the orchestra, and obviously a spectacular talent at 17 to win it here. There were lots of older students who I'm sure were competing against you. And now, 4 years later, you've just finished your degree, you're heading off to graduate school, and it's kind of bookending your career at New Mexico State, again performing with the New Horizons Symphony this Sunday, Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto. So first of all, congratulations on graduation. Congratulations on playing with the orchestra.
Thank you.
I do have to say, full disclosure, I play in the orchestra. So, but as I always like to say, this is not a conflict of interest. When I interviewed Dr. Gabi, when you played 4 years ago, I was not yet in the orchestra. I say it's not a conflict of interest. It's a shared interest.
Exactly.
So Jorge Martinez is my conductor as well as a friend and my interviewee today as well. So, Seth, first of all, when did you start playing piano?
I started when I was in high school. I started as a freshman
second
semester. I wanted to play in this little talent show that we were having.
Where were you in high school?
Tularosa High School.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the first time that they were doing a talent show. And so I played, this really strange, copy and paste, like a medley kind of, and I played Fur Elise, Chopsticks, and a pop song. It was really strange, but after that I just kept going on with the lessons, started learning more, and then 2 years into my lessons I went to the El Paso Conservatory to study with Dr. Ezequiel Mesa, and after that, I graduated from high school, and then I came here. I came to Cruces.
Well, that is awesome. You're the second or third young musician at NMSU I've spoken to who started in high school. To start in high school, and by the end of, and in your freshman year in college, playing Ravel Piano Concerto, that shows a lot of talent. And I know that, I've heard your talent, so I know that, but just the dedication during high school years to pick up and then become a musician. And that's fairly late.
Yes.
That is fairly late. And for piano, certainly. And you'll be going off to the University of Texas
at Austin
for graduate school, and a fantastic school and not too far away. But I should just mention, talented Seth Zamora also accepted into the Mannes School of Music, which is one of the top three conservatories in New York. And just that is an amazing accomplishment.
It was so awesome when I got that letter. It was just mind-blowing. And it helps me be a little more confident as a musician. These top musicians are like, yeah, come study with us.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So, all right, let's talk about Rachmaninoff. And Jorge, you can jump in too. This is the second piano concerto, extremely famous, starts with this sort of bell tolling chords that the piano starts with. And Rachmaninoff, he was young. He was still in his 20s when he wrote it. He'd suffered from a terrible depression. This was the piece that for a long time, he tried hypnotherapy and all sorts of therapies. And then this was the piece that he kind of was over his depression.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you read about that? Have you learned about that?
The hypnotherapist was actually who the piece is dedicated to.
Mm-hmm.
And just him helping that, and that's so awesome. It's so awesome to have an entire, something so beautiful and amazing as his second piano concerto dedicated to you. That's a great honor, I think.
yeah, absolutely. What's it like to play it?
Oh my gosh, it's every pianist's dream, honestly. Especially the first chords. I remember looking at that when I was younger and thinking, I can't wait to play this with an orchestra. And now I am. It's so awesome, and it's in the rehearsals. It's so glorious. It's just like I can't describe it really. I guess it's like ecstasy just playing that, especially in the last movement when you get to that recapitulation of the one of the middle themes. Mm-hmm. It's just so beautiful, and it's so awesome, and it's so great to share that experience with everyone in the orchestra. I was, you know, reflecting on it last night, and I don't feel like a soloist when I'm rehearsing with the orchestra. I feel like we're a unit, like we're an ensemble, and it's so awesome to be a part of that.
So let's bring Jorge, our conductor, into that conversation, because you're the person who helps make it sound, who makes it sound like an ensemble.
Well, you know, coming back a little bit to when Rachmaninoff was in treatment, he mentioned that he kept listening during hypnosis that he was going to get well. And as soon as that happened, he was going to write on a very easy way. His writing for music was going to be flawless and very natural. And that's exactly what happened. And when you have the score in front of you, and Seth is absolutely right. I mean, obviously, he's the soloist, and the piano part is just amazing. It's brilliant. But the way the piano interacts throughout the concerto with the different sections in the orchestra, and how the instruments come in the right place. You know, if he wants a melody full of love or a melody that is conflicted, Rachmaninoff knew exactly what instrument and in what register he was going to be using. And it's just a joy to be able to conduct this concerto. And I think it's beautiful what is happening here in Las Cruces, you know, with the New Horizons. I think the mission is to help out local artists, young artists, like it is the case of Seth. And I think we all enrich each other's life. And I'm just very excited to be part of it.
Well, this was a little bit of an unexpected turn in your career this year, because Dr. Gabi began this season and then suddenly passed away just as it was beginning. And so you took over, and you'll be continuing.
It's been a joy, and you know, I can experience now what I used to hear growing up as a musician, that when you play chamber music, especially string quartet, which is what I did for many, many years and still do, it's a very intimate language. And for those who are performing, it's very, very special. And you keep it for the rest of your life, and it gives you a lot of maturity in whatever else you want to do within music. And it's very different than conducting or playing in an orchestra. You know, the sound is a lot greater, and in terms of volume and colors, it's just really great to be able to experience music on different levels, you know, as a principal violist, as a member of a quartet, as a person who plays recitals with a piano, and then conducting. I think it's an honor to be able to do something like that in music.
Yeah. Huh. Well, it's an honor to play in the orchestra, I have to say.
And well, you know, Seth, you're right. We've been talking about him, and it's been great to have him. Obviously, he's very talented, and he practices quite a lot. And I think part of him becoming a more matured and seasoned musician is that he's been doing a lot of chamber music since I met him, since he arrived to NMSU. I think you've been playing chamber music with different ensembles, but maybe particularly with the strings?
Mostly strings and voice. Just recently I started branching off into the band world with clarinets and saxophones, but that's been fun.
Yeah, I mean, and chamber music really helps you to have a different level of feeling and understanding the music, and really wanting to put out on the music you are making, you know, your ideas, your emotions, your inflections of how you are feeling every phrase and every movement. It's been great to have Seth playing with the New Horizons, and I know that every musician in the orchestra is really happy and inspired by his playing.
Yeah, it's been really wonderful to hear you play. So, Seth, I did notice that you are doing something that I've seen a few times in concerts. You're not using sheet music. You're playing from your iPad.
Yes.
That is a whole new thing. The first person I saw do this is Christopher O'Reilly, who's the host of From the Top and a wonderful pianist. And he had his iPad on the stage. And obviously, I'm from a different generation, technologically speaking. So I have my doubts about technology. And I would be terrified that, you know, the battery would die in the middle of the concert. Is that how you generally play the music now, is from the iPad?
Just recently, I've been doing a lot of accompanying at the university, and rather than carrying, you know, 20 scores along with me and, you know, breaking my back, I just load it up onto the iPad, and I have a little pedal that I can turn the pages with. It's awesome. It's so great, and it's such a great investment for anyone who's, like, doing accompanying or performing. It is a little scary sometimes, though, because when I first got it, I had a little issue where it would, you know, turn multiple pages at a time while I was performing, and I was, you know, terrified after that, like, is this going to happen in a performance? but so far it hasn't given me any problems, but it's so much fun, and it's so great.
So you just answered my question. How do the pages turn? I actually was watching your iPad while I was in rehearsal the other night to see how's it turning? Is it hearing it? Is it, you know, because there's so much technology now that actually it could automatically turn it if it heard, you know, if it had an internal way of hearing what you're playing. But you have a pedal, an extra pedal?
Yeah, it connects to the iPad through Bluetooth. And then I just stomp on it, and then it turns the page.
So that's really interesting, because what maybe people who have never played the piano don't realize, your feet are working two or three pedals, depending on the piano, mm-hmm. all the time anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, most pianists have a foot on the right pedal all the ready to move on
anytime.
The right right pedal anytime. The left in the middle, less so. They dampen the sound. But you got a fourth pedal now.
Yep. And okay. A fifth one if I need to go back.
Yeah.
And that's really interesting. Well,
it ventures into, like, you know, the beginning of, like, organ playing, I think of it sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, it's really just another technical issue.
Yeah.
When one has to lift your hand to turn a page, mm-hmm. also. So it's not that different, but unless you have a page turner, but usually in a concerto you don't. So
I've only had this piece I've had it for a year, but because of how busy things have been, I've, you know, figured maybe I've had 3-4 months to work on this piece.
Wow.
And it's,
So, now, did you already graduate, or are you just graduating now in May?
I graduated last year.
Okay.
So now I'm a freelance accompanist at the university and around town. I teach and I work at the Trinity Lutheran Church on Elks and Main.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it's been fun, but it's a busy lifestyle for sure.
Ready for graduate school?
Yes, I'm so ready. Austin is such an awesome town with so much music and so many opportunities to explore. I'm already developing a great relationship with the professor that I'm going to be working with there. And I'm very excited for this next chapter in my life to see what else music can bring.
Jorge, let's talk a little bit about the other, we just have a minute or two left, the other pieces on the program. We've got the Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto, two of the three movements, the outer movements, and then a number of short works.
Well, you know, it was interesting the way I had to think of this concert, because I know that Seth and Dr. Mariana Gavi had talked about performing only one movement of the Rachmaninoff Concerto, and that was originally the plan. And I thought, well, you know, it's just one movement of a big concerto, which is the center of the concert. What else can we do? And then the idea of having the same style of composition, you know, around the same period of history. And I thought, well, why not the same country? You know, we can choose masterworks and the beloved pieces by audiences around the world, just to have a concert that is very accessible for anybody. And so I, you know, we selected, we did selections of different works, such as from the Swan Lake.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing two pieces by Tchaikovsky, and then from Borodin we'll do In Steps of Central Asia, then the piano concerto, and then we'll have the intermission, and then we open with the Procession of the Nobles by Korsakov, which is like it starts like a beautiful fanfare, and it's a nice opening piece for the second part. Then two selections. It's actually an arrangement that contains two different movements of Prokofiev, Romeo and Juliet. And then, even though Sibelius is not from Russia, there were two reasons of why I put that piece in there.
Finlandia,
yes. Mm-hmm. Sibelius pretty much grew up on a time in history where Russia was really dominating.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think it's part of the it's part of history. And the other reason is because Fidel, our trombone player, second trombone player, he's retiring after playing, I believe, 10 years with the New Horizons Symphony. And he mailed to me and said, look, I've never asked any conductor to program a piece, but I'm retiring and this piece is very special to me. It will be great if we can have it in the final concert that I'll be doing. And I think everything worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
I think that for the listeners, you know, if they've been to a classical concert one time, maybe twice or never, and they liked it, but maybe there was something they didn't get because they are not used to listening the way musicians do or somebody that goes to concerts at least twice or three times a month, this is a great concert to get immersed in music and to really enjoy the beauty and the power of it. For this concert, all it takes, read the title of the piece and then read the program notes. They talk a little bit about what the composer had in mind, and close your eyes and let your mind lead you to places that maybe you didn't know they existed inside of you, on your soul, on your heart, on your mind, and enjoy the music. I think this is a perfect end of the year concert that anybody will enjoy.
The concert is Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Atkinson Recital Hall. It's the New Horizons Symphony Orchestra. Joseph Seth Zamora, my guest today, will be the piano soloist, and Rachmaninoff Jorge Martinez Rios, my other guest, is the conductor. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you, Laura.
Thanks so much.